Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And many of you will see this on a digital output, so please share far and wide. We need to get the word out because it's darn sure that the mainstream media is not going to tell you what's going on. We're going to be interviewing Darrell Neely, and he's on the ground in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I think it was important to get an eyewitness on here. We've reported extensively, but they're basically third-party reports. Now we're going to get a first-party report. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. In fact, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And the banks are in big trouble. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep your money. You're an unsecured creditor. That includes your retirement. So you need to extricate your retirement from the bank, put it under your control, and then back it with either gold or silver, which is a lot better than a declining dollar. And they can do the same thing for your bank account. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I'll just say this in response. I've been a paid advertiser of Noble Gold for 8 years. I have been a customer of Noble Gold several times over 7 years. I believe in what they do. Soft sell approach. You literally have to close your own deal, and you don't have a lot of time to make this move. So I'm going to send you to a website. All you got to do is fill out your email, and you'll get an electronic prospectus in layman's terms, very short, sweet, to the point. And then Noble Gold number will be on there, and you can call them and get started protecting your assets. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, I just want to say this because we're going to talk to Darrell about the fiasco in North Carolina, and I'm not sure how far he's going to take it, but we want to see on the ground reporting. But let me tell you what we're looking at here. We have four pillars of proving that Kamala Harris and this administration hates Americans, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean that literally. Afghanistan left Americans behind. Lahaina ripped people out of their homes and didn't help them get back in. And now they've lost their land to the developers that tried to buy them out for 3 decades. And then we're looking at North Carolina. Of course, we're going to cover that here. And fourth, unfolding in Lebanon right now. Even though we have an expeditionary force of 6,000 Marines, we can't get citizens out of Lebanon because of the intense fighting. Again, this was foreseen, and this administration could have acted, and they didn't. Four instances that show you that this administration hates Americans. And I don't mean they're neglectful, they're incompetent. I mean, you can't get this much wrong without malintent. Darrell, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you joined us. We really need this report. So you're coming to us from Greensboro. Let me just start out by asking you a little bit about your background, and then I want you to tell us what you're seeing.
Okay. Well, let me first off say I am a January sitzer. And I was at the Capitol the day of January 6th as a reporter on the ground investigating my cause, which was the statement that people said that are Trump rallies or Trump congregations, I'm using polite words.
Thank
There
you.
are massive fighting. There's lots of racist talk and attitudes. And, I wanted to show that it wasn't. Now, I am the owner of Global Enlightenment Radio Network. I'm also a host on the show. My show was Odin's Realm of Investigation. I am also an author, 2 times New York Times bestseller, and the owner of Neely Worldwide Publishing.
Okay, so we've got a gentleman on here who's almost wearing two hats with his tragedy. He sees his personal experience that we're going to hear about now, but also, too, he's got the professional background of a journalist. And I think those two insights blended together are invaluable. So, Darrell, what are you seeing there in Greensboro that you want the nation to know about that's not being reported in the mainstream media?
The liberals here with the liberal churches don't like January sixers. They don't like conservatives. They don't like me because I'm black. And last but not least, they want to stop me. The truth is, after January 6th, I got charged with 5 felonies five misdemeanors. I beat all five felonies in trial. So, no, I didn't sign no plea agreement.
Good.
I beat them in trial. We didn't think about fighting the misdemeanors because we said probation. I can do that and then fight the, you know, misdemeanors under the auspice of, you know, taking it back to court for another secondary judgment. But you know something? The judge put me in a federal prison with misdemeanors. And it was a hard time. While I was in prison the 3 years, it was hard. It was difficult. It took a lot out of me, took a lot out of my mind. I thank God that through prayer, my ability to write stories, communicate with my mother, communicate with certain friends, that I could remember their phone number, I was able to survive the time period. I was at McDowell FCI in West Virginia. It was difficult, very difficult. I've not experienced anything of sort in my life. After I got out of prison, I chose to come here because I was going to stay with my girlfriend at the time, who got into believing in psychics and decided to simply, you know, what's the word I want to use? Believe the psychic statement that I am evil, the devil incarnate. So I left and went to this place called the IRC, which is the homeless shelter, main homeless shelter for the Greensboro area. It was worse there than in prison. It was the worst place I have been in since prison. I think Gulf War was easier. So as I continue to think about all that I've been through and all that I've experienced, I must state that coming to Greensboro was the mark in the beginning of hell because of the way the liberals and the liberal churches are. They don't like January 6th. They don't like conservatives. And as I said before, they don't like me because I'm the man with a permanent tan.
How long did you serve?
It was hard for me to prison.
Daryl, for your J6 misdemeanors, how long did you serve in prison?
3 years.
Wow, for a misdemeanor? That's amazing.
Misdemeanors.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I come to Greensboro, and I started looking for a job while I was at the IRC. Yes, I looked for a job. Yeah, I want to work. I want to get on my own two feet. Well, every application I put in, they look at it and see I went to federal prison. And then they look into my name on the internet and find out I was at January 6th. You already know what happened from there.
Yeah.
I was turned down. No financial resources. So I went out to do day-to-day labor. That's hard to do with so many people that's homeless and the competition is high. Yeah. And I didn't know anybody in this town. My father lives here. He's a bloody liberal that doesn't like me.
Yeah.
I have to admit that some of the most discriminatory people I've ever met in the world have been here in Greensboro. They say they are Christian, God-fearing, loving liars. Each and every smacking one of them. Now, I'm also a Mason. I'm also a veteran. Thanks to the court system, I don't get my pension as a vet because every veteran or every person receiving any sort of finances from being in the military lost it all, including our medical, because of January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, When I'm talking about North Carolina, I'm being nice now because I'm trying not to show the anger that's really within me right now, because every time I talk about this topic, it gets on my last nerve, how the United States government can turn upon its own citizens. I was at January 6th as a reporter, and I was investigating the claim that I started off this whole show with. I want to see if the media was correct when they said that Trump rallies were racist, full of Klan members, full of these members. You get the point. You know, they always downtrot Trump. It wasn't. When I got down to the Capitol at 7:40 in the morning to put up my cameras, people were on their knees praying. They were talking amongst each other. They were upset with the vote that the Congress had to make to qualify the election. But they also were praying for the country. Now, I thought we as American citizens had a right to protest, which is what I was looking for. No, I was not involved in the protest. No, I did not go around smacking people around. No, I did not do anything that was out of my journalistic ideological way. I stayed with the perspective to find out the information and to prove what was stated in the media was wrong. And I did just that. While I was there, I met a lot of people, interviewed them, talked to them, prayed with them. The whole time I was at January 6th, I was a journalist, not a partaker.
You know, that begs the question. You have First Amendment protections under freedom of the press.
And really?
If you're there covering, well, I'm saying hypothetically now in our Constitution, and I understand your sarcasm on that. I really do. I appreciate it. But, you know, you have these protections. What I'm going to ask you here before we go to North Carolina is with regard to J6, if you're there as a journalist and you're doing journalistic activities, how could they justify charging you with anything? CNN and other reporters went into the Capitol with the people who went into the Capitol, and nothing happened to them.
Because I'm not a member of the Senate Press Corps.
Oh my God.
Which they did not have issuing of Senate Press Corps certification on July 15th, 2019.
You know,
so you got to remember that was my birthday, July 15th.
Your defense on that to me is easy, because there's no requirement in the Constitution or in statute that you have to be holding some kind of license.
Oh, I had a press pass.
Oh, you did?
Yes. But hold on. The judge said, you are not a journalist, and agreed with the prosecution that I'm not a journalist. And I got to pay the price.
Wow.
So instead of giving me probation, which me, my attorney thought, he sentenced me. And from that point on, I've made a point that I am going to become a bigger host. My network's going to grow bigger when I return to my throne, as I call it. And I will build my network to the point where I would start swallowing up press. Because I do not believe that any human could actually say I was not press when I was streaming live the entire time.
Were you allowed to present that evidence in court?
I was presented. Because I'm not a member of the Senate Press Corps, you're not a journalist or a member of the press. So guess what would have happened to you?
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for years as well.
I have. And you know what? No one's going to tell me I need to get a license. But what's amazing is there are plenty of journalists that don't hold a Senate press corps pass. Plenty of them. This
But see,
is a ruling I think could be overturned on appeal. Am I right or wrong on that?
I think it will be, but I already suffered from it.
I know you don't get your
I've
3 years
been beaten
back.
from it.
I get
Listen,
that.
I'm here in Greensboro, can't get a job, can't get an apartment, can't get. I can't even get food stamps.
Yeah.
I'm listening to me carefully. Public, you got to understand, I cannot even get food stamps. They had me blocked from getting a cell phone. You know, in
What?
Greensboro, if you get your food stamps and go under their medical insurance for the state, you should be able to get a free, quote unquote, Obama phone. I can't even get that.
Wow.
So when
That's
I look at this state, I'll look at it with a little bit of hostility, a little bit of anger, because I see them but a bunch of liars, hypocrites, and thieves. They're stealing from me, they're stealing from the American public, and they are hypocrites because they say they believe in God, Jesus, and all that, and not one of them can stand on their own 2 feet in front of me and tell me why you want to push me in the corner? Why you want to put baby off the stage and sit baby in the corner? Is it because I'm the man with the permanent tan? Oh no, that'd be racist. Oh, is it because I'm conservative or January 6th?
I think that's
Because
probably
I didn't go to
one of the
prison
reasons.
on no
Yeah.
felony. I went to prison on misdemeanors.
Yeah, I hear you,
Think
Kevin.
about that.
I understand the anger and the hostility. You know, I know of stories. A 65-year-old grandmother goes into prison, is held 3 years without trial, denied her cancer medication, and died. I mean, this.
Oh, that sounds like somebody else I know, Brian Samsel. It
Yeah.
sounds like Jake Lane. It sounds like my boys, that January 6th being denied. Jake right now is in solitary confinement for a cell phone that his cellie had. He goes to do solitary confinement at MCC Brooklyn in New York, and is going to be stuck there until he can get to DC to go to trial. Come on, Cletus. They should have been finding out whose cell phone it was. It's not that difficult. All
Yeah.
they got to do is check the SIM card and get the name of the person that purchased it.
I know I hear you. Listen, there's so much injustice with this, and I think you're right. I don't know if this is a racial issue. It might be a component, but I'll tell you what an issue is. It's a conservative issue. They hate Americans, but mostly they hate conservatives. I want to change directions right now. I want to go to your knowledge of what's going on in North Carolina with regard to Helene.
Oh my God, the poor people. Flooding, lots of flooding, power outages. Because of the flooding, no cell phones, people dying, the National Guard and FEMA are locking people up for trying to help save people, trying to help people. Can you believe that America's being so censored?
I know. I know.
I mean, where is the Biden administration when you need help? Because I know the Trump administration will allow people to help each other. I mean, we could have, as I said before, we have the ability to create our own militia constitutionally,
Yeah.
like freedom of the press. Catch me, people. Constitutionally, we can help each other. What's wrong with this country? We got a lot of stores being flooded, banks flooded, gas not there for people to have generators trying to survive. Some towns are cut off. I was looking in the paper and they said that part of 70 was underwater and flooded the highway. That's a main artery. I mean, people are literally trying to help someone, and they're getting locked up. This is not America anymore, people. You can't just help somebody. It hurts. This country has turned against itself.
That's true.
Its own red, white, and blue. The blood of the Patriots is what? Downhill somewhere.
I cannot disagree with you on any of those points. Is the situation improving at all? I know they took 7 days to even show up. We're now into what, day 10 or day 11? Is it getting any better?
It is getting better because the water's receding.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hold on. Let's try it again. Well,
I hear
sir,
what you're
let
saying.
Me tell you honestly. Let me get my microphone check. Okay. Sir, it's going to get better before it gets worse because the water's got to recede at some point, and we're gonna find those bodies that need to be recovered. And the children, the woman that was in a trailer with her two kids, newborns, 5 months old, that tree fell on their trailer and killed all three. Yes, it's going to get better before it gets worse, sir. Come on now. You can't go out and save them. You can't do this to Americans. You can't do this to my people. I want to run for public office now. It's at that point where I feel like I have to run for public office because there's no way in hell you're going to tell me that I can't go save my neighbor. I got to follow the government, U.S. government. Excuse me, those people are not even here. It's like the man said on TV, why are you taking orders from somebody 40,000 miles away?
Yeah, I understand the frustration. I want to run something by you that we've been told, and I want to see if you have any knowledge of it. Communities like Green Mountain and others are being told that we're going to bulldoze over your community, even the standing structures and the dead bodies as well. Is that a true statement?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Does that hurt you?
Well, it cuts to your soul.
Hey,
yeah.
Guess what? It's a burial ground at that point, isn't it?
It's disrespectful to the dead.
I'm just being as sarcastic as I can be.
No, I mean,
but I'm a
to
little
the
pissed
families.
off and I'm burned up.
I don't blame you because I'm pissed off and I'm not even there. But I mean, you're not even going to try to recover the bodies. You're just going to bulldoze over them like they're some piece of trash.
Thank you, Biden administration, for teaching me something. I don't know what the hell you taught me, but you taught me something. You taught me to ignore your administration, ignore your screwed up facts, your lies. And hello, Miss Harris, I wouldn't vote for you if you were the most beautiful woman or the richest, craziest woman, or you said you had an intellectual conversation with the Pope. I wouldn't vote for you if you paid me to. Listen, I am a Howard University graduate. Know that woman. Met her in college. It's the famous statement I use for her every time. If she could just stop her cackling giggle and answer a question or have a conversation that makes sense.
Another
But
question.
She can't.
I spend good portion of every day trying to expose her character and lack of talent in ruling over people. But another question I want to ask you is: I've looked into the lithium issue with mining companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and Doug Emhoff being the number one private investor in one of the mining companies for lithium. Do you think the people on the ground where you're at, do they understand this hurricane was probably directed by weather weapons and it was done to clear out an area for lithium mining? Is there any belief of that among the people you know?
Oh no, they think it's an act of God. Just like they believe
Okay.
that, that there's no weather control by our government. Just like they believe, something. Most of these people are ignorant to life. They're ignorant to the truth. They believe that what we're talking now is science fiction.
I know.
They don't believe that, anything that can be called reality, because it's all sci-fi fantasy to them. But the truth is, people, can you explain why that these storms, especially this next one, is at a category 5? Can you explain how they get so powerful so quick? Oh, don't you say it's the weather and the heat and all. Don't you say none of that. No, that's too intellectual. How about this? Can you say they're firing lasers or some beams or spraying the clouds to make these storms stronger?
Well, there is a manipulation process. We go back, now some people go back farther than this, but I can go back to 1992 with patents that are on public
Right.
availability for weather modification. In fact, the UN since 1977 has had a
It's
weather
called
wars
HAARP.
treaty among all the nations. People don't want to believe it. But you're saying th among the people you know in Greensboro, there's no knowledge that lithium is one of the goals.
Very little, very small, very tiny community of people, I would say, exists that would believe that. Outside of that, these people don't know about HAARP. They don't know about anything of that type. They don't believe that we're trying to rip into dimensional portals. They don't believe that we have large triangular United States government experimental ships
Yeah.
that look like quote unquote UFOs.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I doubt they believe that they've done transplants of a person's body or any parts of a person's body. I mean, I know they probably know there's a heart, there's the cornea, there's the they wouldn't believe it because they don't think it's possible because of their lack of intellectual ability to ascertain that what science fiction is possible today as a science reality.
You're making it sound like the dumbing down of America is well
The
underway.
dumbing down of America started back during the Obama administration, where you now have your boys running around saying they want to be cows, sheep, ducks, a giraffe, cats, and you got the teachers that are now reading to your children that are men, shaved legs, and a dress.
I know. You know.
So you talking about the dumbing down of America? Listen. When you have to name another, let's try this word. I'm gonna try it a different way because I've expressed this on my shows a many time, and I'm gonna try to express it nicer and cleaner on your show.
Okay,
The
appreciate that.
dumbing down of America began during the Obama administration with his presidential orders, and we got to agree to that. Those orders allowed for the second and third parties in the bathroom. You got men, women, and oh my God. I'm being nice.
Yeah,
Now,
it's the OMGs you got to worry about. I agree.
oh yeah, because the OMGs might want your little one or you. So now you also have the educational system, which is so flawed it's beyond belief. I mean, it's honest. I mean, 1 + 1 is 3. Are we going to give you a B for effort?
That's amazing.
There's no such thing as an F anymore. Hey, I know you remember when you used to fail, and I remember when you used to get an A. The system today does not permit this.
Yeah.
Last but not least, These people don't read outside of what they are given. They're spoon-fed. They're spoon-fed the knowledge that they should have, i.e.
Who do you think is spoon-feeding them?
Media.
Yeah, I agree.
Your corporate media, your Senate press corps, every one of those press corps members are corporate media. And I'm not a corporate flunky, lackey, or corporate boy. I'm not kissing no corporate ass. I'm an independent. I'm the man with the permanent tan. I am a January 6er. I'm a conservative. I'm a Christian. And I don't care what any of the media outlook says about me. Because guess why? They can't control me. You can't stop my destiny. And they can't stop yours either, brother. I'm going to tell you, they're going to want to do it because guess what? They hate me so much, they're going to hate you for liking me.
Now, I agree with that. That's exactly right. Guilt by association. But I want to raise something with you. And I'm not saying you're thinking this way. I'm not putting you in this batch. But let me tell you some reports I'm getting from locals who've spoken to friends of mine that I believe. They're saying that when the bulldozers show up, and they start permanently erasing these people's property and property rights and everything and desecrating the dead, that there's going to be armed resistance. And I'm not exaggerating. I've heard this story probably a dozen times now, Daryl, from journalists who've talked to people on the ground. And they say these people are fairly well armed, a lot of veterans, and they're not
going to. We are militia.
Do you agree with that statement, or is that an exaggeration?
You know something? I'm going to put it to you nicely, okay?
Okay.
When the United States government puts an order, because we're not, let's just put it this way, we're not the man's compound in Oregon anymore. Those days are over.
Yeah.
When they stormed it and shot them. We're not Waco, Texas anymore, where they lied on them and shot them. We are a new generation. We've learned from the past. We've learned from our mistake when we didn't stand beside our fellow man and we thought the government had a reason for what they did, even though they lied to us even then. Today's society, we are now talking militias. Today's society, we're talking about organizing to keep our streets clean, like they used to have people that walked the neighborhood, like they used to have in New York, what was it, the Guardian Angels?
Yeah.
There's no difference between the Guardian Angels and what the militias did or are going to do. Is there? Really? I mean, be honest.
Yeah.
There's no difference. Guardian Angels still exist.
I think you're answering my question in the affirmative. That you won't be surprised when violence breaks out against the authorities for what they're doing.
Well, because what? Even authorities are going to turn against their own. Here's an example of that. Right here in Greensboro, okay? I tell people I'm a January 6th. I'm proud to be one, okay? I'm proud. The officers in the city police department give me high fives. Give me a hug. They want to take a picture with me. The sheriff's department, picture with me. But the locals, they believe that media corporate bull that's going around. They believe that that officers died at January 6th.
That's true.
They believe it. Hello, the facts officer that was running that died of a heart attack had already been to GW Hospital 3 days before January 6th. Shouldn't have been at work. He had congestive heart failure. Okay, hold on. The rest of them committed suicide. Hold on. Can we say Clintonized? I mean, how do you put a shotgun to the back of your head and shoot yourself.
What?
Not once, but twice.
Okay, you're saying that two Capitol officers were shot in the back of the head.
No, I'm saying they committed suicide.
So
and most
they,
of these officers,
wait, whoa, wait,
I'm talking
wait,
about Clinton
wait,
eyes. This
wait a minute.
reminds me of what Hillary
Look at
Clinton
my arms.
did.
I can't get my
Thank you.
hands back far enough to pull the trigger on a shotgun in the back of my head.
But not once, but twice now. You can't make this shit up. I'm sorry. So you're going to tell me a veteran who's a Capitol Police officer committed suicide over January 6th? Are y'all smoking the same shit I am? Because I got to go get you something what y'all got.
No, I hear what you're saying.
It's ridiculous to believe. It's ridiculous to believe. And I can't stand it when they said, yeah, the officers died. What about the three civilians? One got shot, looking in the door, and in a door she could not even fit her body through. And the two others died on the lawn, one in a tunnel and one on near the steps. I was there with the one on the steps. Got hit with the billy club and sprayed. And the crowd was pulling back, and the person also stepped over her or stepped on her. This is not fake. This is real. This is reality. This is that stuff that the world needs to hear and is afraid to hear, just like here in North Carolina. They're going to bulldoze their way through. Let's rake the ground clean and start a whole new community. How about this? We're going to call this corporation that wants to do property there, and we're going to sell the land to them for dirt cheap so that they can put up new residential homes and a new foundation so that these people can have a nice home. But they're moved out, and they're scattered across this wonderful state. And what we're going to do is we're going to sell those houses for an enormous price, and we're going to make sure it never floods here again, which you should have done in the beginning. Doesn't that sound like Katrina? But it didn't,
well,
Louisiana.
A lot of comparisons to Katrina. I've talked to some people in Homeland that served there, and they tell the same horror stories that we're hearing now out of North Carolina. So, yeah, FEMA needs to be defunded. We don't need to defund the police. We need to defund FEMA, and we need to defund the Department of Homeland Security. And then start.
They should erase that. Homeland Security does not need to exist, number one. That's the first. 9/11 is dead. It's done. It's 30 years ago. It's done.
I can't
Let
argue
it go.
With you. Now, is it true from your estimation that if there's any rebuild that happens, they're years away?
If there's a rebuild to happen, it's probably at least half a decade to a decade away, because you got to clear the ground. You got to put a new foundation. You need new growth under there. You got to get people up there. You already know how much it takes to build a community. I mean, you're killing a town, a township of people, and just displacing them. Just like I'm displaced. Same thing they doing to them, I'm being done to too. They don't want me out in public, and they don't want those people to speak in public. Think about it. When do you hear them speak? Can you get one of them people in that township to speak up?
Well, now's the time for them to speak up, because once the feds get their hooks in, they'll be too intimidated to speak up.
That's why I said, and I tell you like I tell my friends on my radio network, you gotta have balls to survive in this world under this administration, because they will take hold of their weapons of mass destruction, the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and other departments in which they need to displace you, including the Department of Agriculture, which needs to have been shut down decades ago. I mean, Trump had it right when he said there were a lot of departments that need to be shut down.
I
It would
agree.
save the American public money.
I've said that we need to shut down about 90% of the government. It's useless and it's
It's
exploitive.
too big.
Yeah.
It's a big government now. It's at the point where government is overseeing not just the human interests of the American. See, I said human and American, two things now.
I agree.
But it's also oversighting the states. See, the original Constitution in the United States of America was to prevent the federal government from doing oversight and controlling the citizens of the United States because we're not part of the federal, we are the state property.
I know,
We are members of
I
each
know, I
state.
know. The
But
states
see, a lot of
created the
people don't know
federal
the
government.
Constitution.
You're right. You're right. Darryl, we're almost out of time. I wanted to ask you, are you still on the air?
Not, I'm currently back and forth on PSN Radio Network, and I want to let people know that I have a Gift Send Go out there, and it is www.givesendgo/ Darryl, Darrell, Neely, Neely, transition, TransitiOn. And no, the transition part is not me having a sense change. I'm man, all
Thank
man,
you for
150%
clarifying.
man. The
Okay.
transition is I was homeless living under a bridge
I got
in
it.
this city. I had a choice between staying at this IRC or this Weebly house, which was no worse, no better than the IRC, or living under a bridge. Well, no one gave me a tent, so I stayed under a bridge, and it was the safest place for me.
Okay.
And now, with some help and support of others, I'm in a hotel room, but I'm trying to get an apartment. I need to, but they asked me for three references. I need a job. I need a lot of help, but I'm asking the public to help me. I'm honestly, I know you have my email address. You can add that to the link. I need help to get out of the hotel stays because I met a guy that stayed in the hotels for 7 years and he's a cab driver. And he goes, I couldn't do it much longer. But you know something? I'm not willing to do that. I'm asking for the public's help and support to move out of this hotel into an apartment. I found one, $680 a month, which I can afford maybe 1 month of it now, thanks to donations. But the bottom line is, I need help so that until I can find a good
Okay.
job.
Let me go over this with you, Daryl. It's give, send, go, no spaces, / Daryl, 2 R's, 2 L's, Neely, Neely, transition.
Right.
Okay. So
Giftsandgo.com forward slash Darrell, Darrell, Neely, transition, Transition. And I'm
okay.
sorry, people, but I can tell you right now, for all you conservatives out there, vote Trump, downplay Harris, let her understand no one wants that crazy in public. I mean, can you imagine her sitting there talking to Putin? It's like, okay. Gigglebots, get out of here. I mean,
I
how can
hear
she
you.
have a communication with anybody, even the president of China?
Okay, so
Could you imagine that?
we'll put this we'll attach this to our description box. When we post, we'll also put it on the website, which you'll take it out on the newsletter. Daryl, I tell you, we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming on. And really, I got two for one here. I didn't know we were going to do the perspective on J6. Thank you. And also, too, your material from on the ground matches a lot of what we're saying, and I appreciate the eyewitness accounts. Daryl, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck to you.
God bless you and good luck.
Thank you.
Jay sits out.
This is unbelievable. And I'll tell you, after you view this particular segment, you listen to the evidence, you're going to say, Dave's right. The people in this administration hate Americans. They hate human beings, but they really hate Americans. And we're going to get into all that right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. We still need to wake up those people that have cognitive dissonance. Oh, we can't believe there's weather weapons. We can't believe that climate change isn't real. Okay, you get the idea. We need to wake them up. And the way to do it, to inundate them with the truth. There's an old saying with the Nazis, if you tell a big enough lie often enough, they'll come to believe it. The same thing is true with the truth. Tell the people the truth often enough, and they'll come to believe it, even when there's a paradigm schism. And there is. But I think we can overcome that, but I need your help. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And I'm going to show you a question that gets asked to me. Say, Dave, tell me why this product works so well. How did it do such a miracle job with you and what you were going through and for so many other people that you cite? And I'm going to show you. We're looking here at the Nanosoma liquid spray. Maintenance dose is 5 sprays once a day. But when I was really sick, you can't OD on this. You know, the advice of Sean McDonald, my friend Scotty Sachs, I was doing this 5 sprays every hour in the hour. And it turned things around. Here's how it works. It empowers your body to make its own vitamin C, boosting immunity. We're the only mammal that doesn't do that. This product gets you to do that. And the effect on your immune system is fantastic. It also regulates the vitamin D receptor, another immune system boost. Regulates all 48 or 9 nuclear receptors and supports healthy aging by supporting your telomeres, which is linked to longevity. That's how this does its job. And it can do the same thing for you, even though you may not have what I have. You're going to get relief. You're going to get improvement because of these factors here. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have several instances of where Americans are abandoned. All I got to say, Afghanistan, that was well documented. And how many Americans died? How many people that were Afghan that were American interpreters, friendly to America, were left behind to be killed by the Taliban? How many Americans were killed by the Taliban? Well, this government will never tell us. We know there were organizations set up by ex-commandos to smuggle Americans out. How successful were they? We don't know. We don't know, but they were abandoned, not to mention the botched withdrawal that unnecessarily led to the death of 13 brave American soldiers. So that's one. Two, Lahaina. Oh, I, the governor, Josh Green, declare Lahaina to be a national historic site, actually a state historical site, excuse me. And within that announcement, a week later, Lahaina was in ruins. Funny how that works, isn't it? Oh, we'll never let anyone come in and force you to sell. And you're a historical preservation site. And a week later, you're gone. And now the insurance companies, BlackRock, major asset manager, maybe had a role, maybe didn't, but they're still the major asset manager. And the insurance companies, the same exact deal. And the banks, the same exact deal. The people can't get the money they need from their insurance to move back and rebuild their properties. So they're selling it off. And what do we know about that land? Well, developers are trying to buy it for 3 or 4 decades. Funny how this works, isn't it? One week you're historically preserved, and the next week, oh, the exception comes in. No one can force you out unless there's a natural disaster. I guess directed energy weapons are natural disasters. But that's Lahaina. That's number two. Okay. Number three, North Carolina. Hey, congratulations to Ron DeSantis. Big heart, governor. Good job. You told Harris and Biden and Mayorkas to take a flying leap at a donut, and you were right to do so because their actions have caused people to die. And you're saying, we're taking control ourselves. We're not depending on you. You can rest assured that DeSantis controlled law enforcement. will not be arresting helicopter pilots for saving lives. They won't be commandeering their supplies, of which if you put trackers on them, like one person did, those supplies are going to sanctuary cities that are seized and intended for North Carolina. And they're, obviously, they're going to illegal aliens. That's case number three. Now we have case number four, and we're going to get a little specific here with General McGregor. This is General McGregor appearing on Redacted, and he fills in the fourth pillar of this presentation where this administration hates Americans so much they abandon them to die. By the way, do you know how much money was offered to Lahaina residents by Biden? $750. North Carolina, $750. Oh, but you have to pay it back in the fine print, or so we're told. We're working on getting the evidence for that. This is ridiculous. But anyway, let's listen to General McGregor and what he's saying about the withdrawal of Americans. That was a foreseen emergency. They knew Israel was going in, and they should have pulled the plug and made Americans get out, but they didn't. And here's what's happened.
The worse the situations get in these areas, the less coherence and the less rationality seems to play into all of this. The Ukrainians launched these missiles ostensibly as an act of desperation. You know,
yeah, we got that straightened out here. Got a little blip out of place. This is Clayton with General McGregor. And I want you to just hear what he has to say about this fourth pillar.
A total of almost 6,000 Marines. That Mew is normally an amphibious carrier. And they should be able to help evacuate people from Lebanon. Now, I don't know if that's being discussed or they've tasked the Marines to do something else, but
too late.
Normally, I would think in such an emergency situation, that's why we maintain Marine expeditionary units in order to rescue American citizens from this kind of situation. I don't know what the likelihood is of flying out because I don't know who is willing to fly in and out of Lebanon. Remember, over the last few days, the Israelis have killed 7,000 people in and around Beirut. Not all of these people were associated, obviously, with Hezbollah. But that makes it very difficult for commercial airlines to fly in and pick people up. But it's a bad situation. I don't know why we waited this long, because I think it's been pretty clear for some time now that Mr. Netanyahu was going to attack southern Lebanon. Now, as far as...
Yeah, we don't need to go any further with this. And I want to thank Clayton for doing such a good interview there. And if you want to see that, you can go up to his show. But we got the main gist there. Sorry about the technical glitch. But nonetheless, General McGregor is right. This was a foreseen problem. They had Marines, 6,000 Marines in the area. They could have facilitated a withdrawal long before the fighting started. Now it's next to impossible to get them out because of the situation involving combat. And what would cause this administration to be so neglectful? They hate Americans. Do you not get it? I got the list right here. Okay. Afghanistan, Lahaina, North Carolina, now Lebanon. And it's going to continue. Wait till this latest hurricane goes through and people wonder why Governor DeSantis gave the middle finger to Kamala and said, stay the hell out of Florida. This is why. And they're right. This administration hates you. Do you want them to continue in January? I don't know what the cheat factor is, okay, on the election. But I'm telling you right now, we need to have overwhelming results. You need to get people to the polls. We can't allow genocidal Kamala, and that's what she deserves, that title now after North Carolina. And I'm telling you right now, Lebanon, the same deal, going back in time to the Biden-Harris administration in Afghanistan, genocidal Kamala. Can you afford this? We can't take four more years. We can't take one more year of this. Do your job, please. Get people out to vote. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.